word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. And it's a blessing to us to know that you're hearing our program. We hope that we can be a blessing to you and be an encouragement to you today in the Word of God. We've been studying Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, some 35 times, David used the little phrase, Thy Word. We've been going through and looking at each one of them. We've got a number more to go. We're up to about number 24, so we've got about 10 more of these, so I don't know how long, probably 3 or 4 more programs before this is all done. And if you'd like to hear the earlier broadcast, you can go to our website at www.considerhisword.org. www.considerhisword.org. Just click on where it says radio programs, and you'll find the whole series there. They even go back into last year a little bit. And you can hear those programs from the introduction all the way through. So I'd encourage you to go check that out. Also, while you're there, we'd love to hear from you. Click on the contacts page and send me a note. We'd love to know where you're hearing our broadcast today, what city you're in, and the call letters of this station. That helps us to know where this broadcast is going and that you're hearing it. This is really the only feedback that we have. We don't have some magical meter or some kind of advice that tells us who's listening. So it encourages us when we know that you're hearing the program. So go check it out, www.considerhisword.org. Let me give you another website also. This ministry comes to you from the Big Cypress Indian Reservation in the heart of the Everglades. The ministry is at New Testament Baptist Church, so you can go visit our website at the church. That's at bigcypress.us, www.bigcypress.us. So go take a look at that as well. Now let's get to the scripture. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, if we can call it a chapter. You know, the Psalms were written like songs. They weren't really chapters like Romans or Mark or one of the other books of the Bible. And it's the longest, 176 verses. Many years ago, I once saw a man quote Psalm 119. I don't think that I could do that. I suppose I could do it if I set my mind to it. But what a blessing that was to hear an old gentleman sit in a church and quote the entire Psalm 119. We're going to be at verse 133 today, and I encourage you to find your Bible and follow in the scripture with us. Psalm 119, verse 133. Again, we're looking for that little phrase that says, Thy Word. And Psalm 119, 133 is actually in the form of a prayer. David says, Order my steps in Thy Word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. What a great verse to memorize. To take this verse and put it into your heart and memorize it again. Let me read it again. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. The first prayer we have here, there's actually two prayers, two parts to this verse. First of all, he says, Order my steps in thy word. That is to guide me according to the Word of God. Oh, that God would guide us every day according to His Word, that we would love like we're supposed to love. Remember, Jesus said, Love thy neighbor as thyself. That we would forgive like we're supposed to forgive, like Jesus forgave. and that we would treat people like Jesus would treat them, to be like him and to follow his example and to do like he did and treat people like he did. Now listen, Jesus was no pushover. He didn't put up with sin. Remember when he went in and cleansed the temple. So I'm not saying to go be a pushover. I'm saying to learn to treat people like Jesus treated them. And order your steps, he said. Order my steps in thy word. And that by the word of God we could live and love and serve him, learning to walk with him. And, you know, I'm not saying that we ought to go around spouting Bible verses every time we open our mouth. Certainly we ought to memorize the word of God and have it at our ready. And I'm not suggesting that you do that, but that you learn to be like Jesus. And we learn to be like Jesus by reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God to learn what he was like. You know, I'm convinced that today we have so many shallow Christians, weak Christians, because they claim to know Christ and maybe they even go to church, but they do not spend time in the Word of God and therefore end up being very weak and very shallow. It's time to get into the Word of God and study the Word of God and find where God can order your steps in his Word, that God would guide your steps according to his Word. The second part of the prayer, he said not only to order my steps in thy Word, but the second part says, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Is there a sin that controls your life? I believe that everyone, without exception, everyone has a besetting sin. In other words, some sin that they struggle with every day. I have mine. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I know what it is. And every day I lay that out before the Lord and say, let me not go down that path. Order my steps according to your word. And don't let iniquity, don't let this sin have dominion over me. Don't let it control me. In Romans 12, the Bible says that we are to lay aside every sin that besets us and run the race with patience. And so everybody has that besetting sin, that one sin that if you don't get it under control, it will control you. Satan wants to control you, and he may do that through some sin in your life. And you've got to get a hold of that. You've got to get a grip of that. And first of all, identify what it is. Secondly, repent of what it is. To repent means to turn away from it. And thirdly, to commit it to the Lord. Confess it to him. Acknowledge it. Repent. Confess. And then ask God to help you. Remember when Jesus prayed in the garden, or in the Lord's Prayer rather, he said, lead us not into temptation, and God will help you. Maybe you need to quit going to the places where you're tempted. Maybe you need to quit watching on television the things that tempt you and will draw you away. James said, every man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He said, when that lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Paul talked about this in Romans, about allowing sin to have control over us. Now remember, the prayer here is, let not iniquity have dominion over me. Let's go over to Romans for a moment, Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read a number of verses here, but listen to what Paul says about being a slave to sin and allowing sin to have control or have dominion over us. This is from Romans chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading in verse 16. Paul said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And see, there we have our two principles. Order my steps in thy word would be obedience unto righteousness. Or don't let that sin have dominion over me, the sin unto death. He goes on and says, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. He's talking about the gospel. He said, you've believed the gospel. And so thank God that you were the servants of sin, but now You're the servant of Christ. You've received Christ. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness, walking in the word. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and are become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, we can get freedom over that sin when we trust Christ as our Savior and invite Him to come into our life and begin to follow Him and follow His Word. And we ask Him to order our steps, to guide us in His Word. And don't let that sin have control over you. For some, it's very serious. Those sin turns into addiction. God can set you free from those addictions as well. And I'm not just talking about drugs and alcohol. I mean, there's all kinds of addictions out there, and He can set you free. This is a great prayer. Order my steps in your word, in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. What about your steps? Are they ordered by the Lord? Are you walking in the Word? You see, it takes a daily study, a daily visit to the Word of God. Going to church on Sunday, maybe reading a passage that the pastor preaches on, or maybe even in Sunday school, in your Sunday school class. Maybe saying a prayer. That's not enough. You need to be in the Word of God every day. You know, think about this. You walk every day. The minute you get up, you walk to the restroom, you walk to the kitchen, you walk to get that cup of coffee. What about walking in the Word every day and taking that moment to get aside by yourself and find a place? I tell people to, they ought to have a place where they can sit down to study the Word of God. They ought to have a plan. You know, don't just randomly open the Word of God and start reading. God may show you something, but if you're going to be reading the Word of God every day, you ought to have a plan to read through the Bible in a year, or maybe through a book in a week. What about Proverbs? Proverbs has 31 chapters. You can read Proverbs in a month, one chapter a day. Just in enough of the Word of God to help you walk with the Lord. Order my steps, he said, in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Jesus will set you free. But when you've been set free, you can't let that sin have dominion over you. You can't let that sin control you. You cannot be slave to that sin. And so ask God for help. And he will help you. And he will protect you. But you've got to be in his word, and you've got to be walking close to him. Well, that's our time for today. Join us again next week when once again we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.